First of all, I must give our condolences. Amelia Muslim Youth Association will give our condolences to the deceased family. I mean, this is a very tragic loss, you know, as everyone feels, very sad for this tragic loss of three innocent, you know, students at UNC. And we begin by saying that our condolences are to the family, and we hope they'll be able to overcome this tragic loss.
And we just heard some really powerful words from Imam Andullah Antepli of the Duke Islamic Studies Center. He said that, he was talking yesterday, but yesterday morning, a number of parents, including himself, kept their kids home from school because they were afraid. They felt targeted as an immediate result of this, but really just in general. How widespread is that?
Well, I mean, as I said, the case is still ongoing, and the motive behind this killing is still not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are saying it's due to car parking and that kind of or car park dispute or anti-hate or mm-hmm. like atheism or that kind of stuff. But at the moment, let's relax a little bit and let the police do their investigation and come up with the motive. And obviously everyone is scared about what has happened. But I think this is just an isolated incident. We shouldn't be so much, you know, let the police do their work and come up with the real motive. Then, of course, we'll be able to ascertain why is it that you put to take out three innocent lives. So be patient a little bit with the law enforcement authorities.
And certainly the case that the investigation is ongoing, there's a lot of questions about the motive. The police, the Chapel Hill police, have suggested that, in fact, this particular case stemmed from a very simple dispute over parking that just obviously got completely out of control one way or the other. That is one of the things that's been suggested. Other people have suggested other things. The investigation is still ongoing. But the incident has gotten people talking about Muslims in the Triangle community and whether they feel targeted or whether they are targeted. And I've read some of your pieces on the News and Observer, which you posted a number of editorials. They're great pieces, which, again, if you're listening, you should check them out on newsobserver.com. The comments get extremely vicious very, very quickly.
Yeah,
and
the whole thing is it's lack of understanding mm-hmm. and the way things have been happening in the media, especially with this kind of, Islamophobia going on in the media. But again, it boils down to lack of understanding of one faith. So the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association, one of the things that we've been trying to do as part of our getting the America to know that Islam doesn't stand for violence to begin with, is to outreach program. One of the things is the blood drive that we try as much as possible to donate blood for the 9/11 anniversary. We donate a lot of blood and we do a lot of cleanup exercise in the community, and we do a lot of interfaith to let American people know that Islam does not stand for violence. So that the more people know about the religion, of course, this kind of tension going on in society will subside and be able to live. And like I said, I've written a lot of articles on those kind of living together and that kind of stuff. So we hope with this kind of education going on, people will come to realize that Islam stands for peace, and people will be able to really appreciate that there's some sort of respect we have to have for each other, and we are all the same. So there is no point of each hating each other because of religion.
And again, MuslimYouth.org is the website if you want to learn more about the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association. If you go to the website, you'll find a lot more information about the good work that they do, not just in the Triangle, but really around the country. And we're speaking with Saidu Malik, and you just mentioned that it's really about getting to understand each other and really getting to know each other and to live together and not to be so disconnected from each other. So important. And you find that in so many different facets of difference. As soon as people start to come together and encounter each other and look each other in the eye, a lot of that fear and hatred just begins to dissipate. But what else can we do to come together?
Well, like I said, education is one of the key here that we can come together. And fortunately, we live in a world where we are so much educated. The internet is vast with a lot of it. So I would just suggest that members of the public should at least get themselves involved in it's not about converting one to Islam, but knowing what is the true teaching of Islam means, so that we'll be able to live in peace. Prophet Muhammad was a very peaceful man that he brought. And by the way, religion is not by force. That's one thing that we have to there is no compulsion religion, and we should try as much as possible. And one thing about what they call religion is that the God that we worship in Islam is actually God for everyone. He's a God for atheists, God for believers, God for non-believers. So why are we tearing ourselves apart? So you have to understand that it is all a journey that we are trying to go. And there is no, I mean, I'm not going to say that this is best or that is bad, but it's about getting to know each other through education and trying to dispel those kind of misconceptions about us, and also try the media also should, I mean, in this kind of crisis, should try to report the true picture of, I mean, Islam instead of highlighting the blown out the whole thing out of proportion. They should also do their part to make sure that Islam doesn't stand for what they call it. It's not violent, but peaceful, so that we can all live together as one.
And we're speaking with a number of faith leaders from across the community over the last 24, 48 hours, and people around the Triangle, Chapel Hill in particular, is something that we haven't dealt with in years and years in Chapel Hill. And people, you know, invariably whenever something like this happens, we're trying to make sense of it. We're trying to think our way through it. What is the one message that you want people to take away as people try to come to terms with what happened on
Tuesday? This is a very tragic loss that, Chapel, I've been here for about 2.5 years now, and this is a very peaceful community. So something like this obviously shocked everyone. And the message I would just want to cut across is that let's be calm and let's give the law enforcement authorities their time to go through the investigation and do investigation to ascertain the true cause of this. But by the time, at this time, you just ask that, we should just be calm in our dealings. We shouldn't just blow the matter out of proportion, because we are trying to come together as one. There is no way of us going about in relation to, like, religion, hatred, or that kind of stuff. So let's be calm and let the authorities do the investigation to ascertain the true cause of the matter. And hopefully, with this, we American people should try as much as possible to learn. That is the only way we can all come together as one, learn about each other, culture, religion, whatsoever, so that issues of this nature will not happen. At the moment, we really do not know whether it is due to hatred or is due to car parking. So let's leave it the way it is, and let's not blow things out of proportions. Let's be calm.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association is online at MuslimYouth.org. Go there and learn more about it. Saidu Malik is a postdoc at UNC, youth education leader. You can find some of his editorials on NewsObserver.com as well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.